about the web that's in danger of ensnaring us all, the internet, in the superficial mind. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11:15, that means it's time for Late Junction with Robert Sandell.
Hello, tonight's my last night guest presenting Late Junction, and I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed choosing the music for what we regard as the most adventurous CD roundup on British radio, and I hope that the next hour and three quarters are up to scratch. I'm pretty sure the opener is. This is a contemporary classical Barnstormer by John Adams, which he recently repurposed for the soundtrack of the movie I Am Love. You may know it as The Chairman Dances. Either way, it rocks.
Thank you.
The Chairman Dances by John Adams, and that features on the soundtrack of the art movie I Am Love, and I'll be playing another piece from that rather wonderful Adams soundtrack later. Now here's another track from an album I played you last week, featuring the American singer-songwriter Nina Nastasia, a highly individual performer with a flair for what I regard as unusual string arrangements. This is the title track from her compellingly emotive new album, Outlaster, a coinage which, come to think of it, seems to sum up the steely Ms. Nastasia uncommonly well. That was Nina Nastasio and the title track from her excellent new album, Outlaster. Now, one of the joys of the past couple of weeks for me has been the discovery that folk music, or acoustic guitar-led pop, or whatever you prefer to call it, is thriving in these islands, not in the cod traditional Uralai idiom, but in a more natural and expressive form, and with a much more inventive musical curiosity about it too. Here are a couple of examples of what I'm talking about. First up, Peggy Sue and Green Grow the Rushes.
This is completeness and gain. This victory of which I've spoken to mend the heart that was once broken.
maiden in deep despair, whose heart was young, but whose courage failed when her true love sailed on a nightingale. Her parents were of high degree, her true love not so rich as they. So they sent a press gang, which did not fail, to steal a true love for the nightingale. As she one night on her pillow lay, a form before her these words did say, "Go tell your parents, so they might quail, for the loss of your true love in the nightingale."
Nightingale.
What a remarkable song that is. That's by two stellar folk vocalists who really need no introduction, Eliza Carthy and Norma Waterson there with The Nightingale from their fine new album, The Gift. Now, next up is a monumental electronic composition by Max Richter, which he originally devised for a 2008 ballet, Infra, and which he's just released on CD. This is music which moves with glacial slowness and poise and a thunderous intensity which almost but not quite disguises some surprising influences. I've almost convinced myself that this album's opening piece is based on the intro to U2's Where the Streets Have No Name. Though I must say, when I mentioned this to the rest of the Late Junction team, they greeted it with blank stares. Anyway, time for you to decide.
Thank you. my knees beneath the moon. All I need is a place to lie. Guess a grave will have to do. Won't you give me 2 minutes, please? Just let me cover my eyes. All the hammer and scrape has been chipping away at the luster of life. So I will, but I am so tired. If I can't shake myself, I can't dance with you. Dark, if you never feel bleak, life starts to lose its taste. So I would, but I am so tired. If I can't shake myself,
was Frightened Rabbit and Skip the Youth from their album The Winter of Mixed Drinks. Great name, that. And what would you call that? Well, it's music with a clamorous droning intensity. I'm not sure if it's rock, but certainly an interesting listen. And now for something super special. Late Junction has been lucky enough to secure an early copy of the recording of Michael Barclay and Ian McEwan's opera For You. We're calling it a radio premiere, and we're going to play the opening scene in its entirety. The libretto, which was written specifically for the opera, hinges on the philanderous activities of an egotistical composer and conductor who picks on a female horn player in his orchestra during a rehearsal and then embarks on a course of seduction which ultimately has disastrous and fatal consequences. The scene begins in the rehearsal.
Thank you. 20 minutes more. No longer, no longer. No longer. Oh, we have to pay them overtime, Maestro. You know the rules are very strict.
Damn your rules, man. Damn your rules.
They are not my rules.
I said damn your rules. Rules, rules. This has been a long morning. I'm tired and unhappy. My temper is beginning to fray. Let us try again. From letter D to D mark piano.
Stop, 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 enough, enough. from the naked stump. Stop and stop and stop and stop. Down I could hold. Am I standing here for nothing, waving my arms? I am not entirely deaf or stupid. There was a note, a wrong note, a broken note, and it's sharp that should have been a G, a G. It's sharp, a hot needle in my ear. It was the French for you. Yes, you, my dear. Yes, you. Yes, you.
Most promising
player,
most promising.
You, my dear, yes, you.
That was Music Theatre Wales performing the first scene from the opera by Michael Barclay and Ian McEwan, For You. Now, For You is not an easy piece to follow, what with its multiple voices and dramatic interplay, so I pretty much gave up and went to the other extreme of the musical spectrum and chose something quiet, intimate and personal by the late great Nick Drake. From his most optimistically tinged album, Brighter Later, this is Northern Sky, featuring organ, celeste and piano by John Cale.
I never felt magic, crazy as this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, brighten my northern sky. Been a long time that I'm waiting. Been a long time that I'm blown. Been a long time that I've wandered through the people I have known. Oh, if you would and you could straighten my new mind's eye. Would you love me for my money? Would you love me for my head? Would you love me through the winter? Would you love me till I'm dead? Oh, if you would and you could, come blow your horn on high. I never felt magic crazy as this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, bright in my northern sky.
So soon, and the crow.
Laura Veer is in a track from her latest album, July Flame, The Sleeper in the Valley, which my learned producer informs me contains lyrics adapted from Rambo, which only confirms my guilty impression that I didn't pay enough attention to Laura's album when it was released earlier this year. Anyway, July Flame certainly deserves a closer listen. Solo classical guitar now from Tom Kirsten's, a piece by John Metcalf called The Third Fire.
Thank you.
Every pack has its joker, and you just heard ours. That was Johnny Dowd, the gothic troubadour of Trailer Park America, and a track called Time, which features on his latest record, Wake Up the Snakes. And I'm sure they did. And now, somewhere in an adjacent musical universe, we return to the sublime composition of John Adams and another piece from his newish soundtrack to the art movie I Am Love, starring Tilda Swinton. This is the wonderfully titled Meister Eckhart and Quacky, and what a mighty riff drives it.
Thank you.
John Adams and Meister Eckhart and Quacky, which features on his new soundtrack to the art movie I Am Love, starring Tilda Swinton. And I must say that album is a pretty good primer to Adams' music if you need one. Now, I mentioned earlier how much I've enjoyed listening to the sound of voices and guitars preparing these programmes. The elemental building blocks of so much modern pop music still sound innovative and unusual 55 years after Elvis Presley. Well, I'm ending my stint on Late Junction with a selection of songs I haven't been able to slot into other programmes, but which I couldn't quite get out of my head either. Think of the next 20 minutes as my not reject box, starting with Trevor Moss and Hannah Lou and Heaven Knows.
Heaven knows we come so far. Heaven knows. Heaven knows I can still smell the roses growing wild down the lane. Heaven knows. Heaven knows. Heaven knows, heaven knows, I see you again when the tide washes me in, when pride blinds your. Your heart will guide you home. Heaven knows we come so far. Heaven knows. Heaven knows just why we chose this road and where the hell it goes. Heaven knows. Heaven knows. Heaven knows. Heaven knows. I see you again when the tide washes me in, when pride blinds your eyes, your heart will guide you home. Growing wild. and light. Heaven knows. Heaven knows. Heaven knows. Heaven knows. I'll see him again when the tide washes me in. When bright lines your eyes, yeah, I will guide you home. Yeah,
and what a lovely fit their voices make. That was Trevor Moss and Hannah Lou in a track called Heaven Knows. Now, Olaf Arnalds is an Icelandic singer who's been adopted by Björk's label, One Little Indian, and readied for international acclaim. She certainly has the voice, and her songs are not short of character either. And the fact is that since Björk has pretty well disappeared into semi-retirement, there's a sizeable gap in the left field which needs filling. Could Miss Arnalds fit the bill? You decide. From her debut album, this is Crazy Car.
Dearest, dearest, here's a song. Beautiful, so bright and young.
You got mojo,
you got soul. Full of colors, pearls, and poetry.
Climbing over cemetery walls, watering the sea.
Fire is fire, that is all.
Don't go in the crazy. Good old, good old Lolita.
You're a diva, you are strong.
Baby, what the hell is wrong? What is wrong with vanity? Why not just embrace it? A pop star is a pop star. Don't go in the crazy car.
Crazy Car by Olaf Arnalds, and that's out later this year on the One Little Indian label. Now, Cattell Kanek is a friend of Natalie Merchant's, whom we featured heavily on last week's folk theme show, you may remember. She's very much a solo performer, but she prefers the electric to the acoustic guitar, and her album At the Mermaid Parade derives a lot of its angular character from the combination of her semi-sweet voice and the metallic drive of her guitar playing. In other words, she's a bit of an original, as you can hear on World of Sex.
Thank you. make a vow, but get it right now. To call off the dogs if we turn off the cogs. Give them a bone, put out the phone. Still the machine that might hear no sound but the sweet songbirds fooling around. The creatures of nature singing on. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Barely Controlled Madness there from Matt Sage, a wonderful track called Still the Machine from his album Let the Music Out. And it was no coincidence that that track featured the Pontypridd Male Voice Choir, because I'm closing tonight's show with another Welsh song sung in Welsh by Ceres Matthews, whose next album Tyr is entirely made up of indigenous Welsh music. And how folk is that? And this will mark the end of my fortnight's sojourn in the Late Junction presenter's chair. I've enjoyed it enormously, and I hope you have too. Fiona Talkington will be back with you next week. And from me, Robert Sandel, good night.
For I'm so deep in And welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Handel and Bach now, a concert from the 2009 Bach Festival in South Korea's capital, Seoul. Helmut Rilling conducts the Stuttgart Gehinger Kantorei and Bach Collegium, the Bach pieces, including his Magnificat and the motet Jesu meine Freude. And they set off with Bach's contemporary Handel, a young man of 22 and enjoying the experience of living in Rome when he composed this Dixit Dominus, his setting of Psalm 110, which has the Lord promising to turn the enemy into a footstool. No one's quite sure of the occasion Handel was writing for, most probably a private Vespers service sponsored by one of his wealthy patrons.
Oh, Thank you.